Deliver it within 100 days or it's free. That was the promise of tech billionaire Elon Musk when he pledged to build a giant battery for South Australia to help provide stability to the grid and prevent load shedding blackouts. Well, he has achieved delivery. The world's largest lithium-ion battery near Jamestown in the state's mid-north has just been officially launched. Our reporter Caroline Winter is there. Caroline, can you describe this giant battery? What does it actually look like?
Linda, we've heard so much about this giant battery. It's actually, funnily enough, coming over the hill into the Hornsdale Wind Farm. It's actually dwarfed by the 99 wind turbines that surround it. I'd say it's probably around 100 metres squared in size, all white Tesla power packs, which I'm sure people have seen pictures of those. And it sits sort of squarely in the middle, just on its lonesome, really. I'm in the middle of effectively farming land where these turbines are. And the skies are grey. Mother Nature has been oh so kind for the last couple of hours. It was almost that the launch of this momentous battery was not going to happen here today, but it has. And Premier Jay Weatherill has been on site here, along with Romain Desereau from Neoen, who is the French owner of the wind farm. Now, Elon Musk, the man at the centre of it all, of course, the billionaire businessman who effectively made this battery happen, he didn't make an appearance, despite a helicopter flying over at one point, and all heads did turn, thinking that perhaps he was going to make an appearance.
And so this is the official, was it all sort of cutting of ribbons and so forth this morning?
It was fairly low-key, the unveiling of a plaque. There was no big red button to push or a ribbon being cut. So a fairly low-key event. Actually, the battery itself, this is the official day for launch, being the 1st of December and obviously the first day of summer. But the Tesla battery actually began dispatching stored wind power into the electricity grid yesterday, a day ahead of its scheduled switch-on. So it actually put out 70 megawatts of power, and that was quietly tweeted by AEMO late yesterday afternoon. So it obviously is up and running and working well.
We're going to find out a bit more in a moment about what exactly happened yesterday because it was a pretty important test moment, but stay with us for that. Just remind us why the battery was built, Caroline.
Yeah, look, I think there was probably, there's been a lot of publicity around Elon Musk for obvious reasons, and he did come into the fray, but it was only after the statewide blackout in South Australia last September, which I'm sure everyone will remember well, certainly South Australians do. And that was followed by load shedding in February as Adelaide then sweltered through a heatwave. And so after that in March came the South Australian government's $550 million energy plan, which they launched really in a bid to try and stave off this happening to South Australia again. And in that plan, there were promises of a state-owned gas-fired power plant and in it, building Australia's largest battery. And that was sent out to tender to the highest bidder, all aimed at shoring up the state's energy supply and ensuring, as Jay Weatherill has said previously and time again, that South Australia could then go it alone and be self-reliant on the energy front. But we'll all remember that the tweet that came that really, I guess, almost goaded Elon Musk into giving this a go when it was suggested that could he do it? And he took on this great challenge, I suppose, to see if he could build it within 100 days. Now, he's done that in, as I understand it, at 63, an agreement was signed at the end of September to build this and or to guarantee that it could supply the energy to the state and to the grid. And here on the 1st of December, we find ourselves with it built. Now, we know that South Australia has been, a political football when it comes to energy. No endless barbs thrown by the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, and, of course, Josh Frydenberg, the Energy Minister. And today, again, Jay Weatherill, the Premier, reiterated that this really shows that South Australia has come to the fore and has managed to, in some ways, go it alone and provide this battery along with the rest of its plan as we head into summer.
Okay, Caroline Winter, thank you very much.